AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The president is in Davos, Switzerland, where just moments ago launched his Board of Peace at the World Economic Forum. After the president concluded his remarks, he and leaders from the board signed documents related to the Board of Peace. The board initially was billed as part of the peace process for Israel and Gaza, but Trump has since expanded his ambitions for the group, saying it can play a role mediating other international conflicts. He said the board would work in conjunction with the United Nations, but still criticized the UN for not doing enough historically.
We can do numerous other things. Once this board is completely formed, we can do pretty much whatever we want to do, and we'll do it in conjunction with the United Nations. You know, I've always said the United Nations has got tremendous potential, has not used it, but there's tremendous potential in the United Nations.
The White House announced the ceremony in Davos as a sort of charter launch, but no charter draft has been publicly released, nor is a complete membership list clear yet. In other news, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Maine is the latest target of the Trump administration's immigration operations.
The state of Maine has relatively few residents who are in the U.S. illegally, but in its largest cities, it does have a notable presence of refugees, and that's put it in the crosshairs of the Department of Homeland Security.
We are scared.
Pius Ali, Portland City Councilor.
Imagine you are a parent and you step out to put your kid in a school bus. By the time you turn around, you are surrounded by ICE agents.
Mark Dion is the mayor of Portland, which has thousands of residents of African descent.
While we respect the law, we challenge the need for a paramilitary approach to the enforcement of federal statutes.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. NASA held a news conference with the astronauts who splashed down from the space station ahead of schedule.
NASA still won't say which of four astronauts on the International Space Station had the issue January 7th that led to the first medical evacuation in the history of spaceflight. But crew member Mike Fink says an onboard ultrasound machine was extremely useful during the medical crisis.
When we had this emergency, the ultrasound machine came in super handy. So I'd recommend a portable ultrasound machine in the future for sure for all space flights. It really helped.
Japanese astronaut Kamiya Yui says he was impressed by how well the pre-flight training paid off in dealing with the health concerns.
Of course, we came back early, but including this kind of decision, this is actually very, very good.
Zena Cardman commanded the Dragon Endeavor's return flight. She says NASA made all the right decisions in prioritizing the crew's well-being. The three, along with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Platonov, had to come back more than a month early.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.